Here's part of Giuliani's message to voters.
Barack Obama opposes mandatory prison sentences for sex offenders, drug dealers, and murderers. It's true. I read Obama's...
The Obama campaign calls the message a dishonest attack. They likened the calls to the Willie Horton ad that helped defeat Michael Dukakis in his race against George Bush Sr. in 1988. But that's not what struck Linda Ketchum when she received the call on her office phone at Madison Urban Ministry.
We've spent now almost a decade working trying to educate the public about the barriers people coming out of our prison systems face, especially in a state with such huge racial disparities in incarceration rates. It did just seem terribly ironic to us that it was coming into our offices. We aren't quite sure how we ended up on a call list.
Ketchum's group is nonpartisan and nonprofit, and certainly shouldn't have appeared on a list of registered voters. But Milwaukee police officer John Balserzak says Giuliani's message captures the reason he and his fellow officers have endorsed John McCain.
We just had a shooting in Milwaukee, I say about a month ago, outside of the school at 27th in Wisconsin. So we can correlate directly some of his past votes to what's transpiring currently here in Milwaukee. He voted against the burn grants, which would put additional police officers on the streets. He voted against it. McCain voted for that.
The Giuliani call does mark the first time crime has been raised as an issue in a campaign that has focused almost entirely on energy, the economy, and foreign policy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.